Is it working? See, I hate that you can't turn your phone while live.
You can't do what?
See if it'll, look on your phone, see if it started the live and see how it looks. What does it look like? Push it. And what is that? So you gotta be straight up. I don't like that. I'm gonna keep it sideways.
Why?
Because I can't turn it up the way this thing is. Well, let me see. Did it turn it? You see it yet?
Okay. It won't let me play it.
Hey. Hey. We just trying to figure out some stuff. Ugh. I don't like the fact that it's struggling okay. Like that. It's hard right, to...
Well, that's probably the only way you're gonna
check the sound. Turn it up. How y'all doing? I just want to hear it just a little bit, just to make sure. You don't look blurry.
Not really. So four people watching us.
All right.
Oh, I guess.
We just trying to figure out some the technical stuff.
If y'all can hear.
Right, if y'all can hear us, make sure y'all put in the comment section we can hear you. Or we do like Mo do. Mo be like, type in vagina. If you can
hear. Type in struggle if you can hear.
Type struggle if you can hear.
Not vagina, because we not on that right now. Not right now. Maybe later.
No, right. I called myself. I was going to invite her.
You should have. It would have been fine.
Well, not today, because she had.
Oh, she got something.
Yeah, she stayed busy.
She's an entrepreneur.
Right.
And you know how they are. They always got something to do.
Yeah, always. Mm-hmm. Trying to hire people, fire people.
Right.
Trying to do stuff. But how y'all doing? Can they hear?
I don't know. Ain't nobody saying nothing. Hey, if y'all can hear us, please let us know.
Yeah, if you can hear us, let us know. Type struggle in the comment section or say something.
Something. I know it's a little blurry or whatever.
It is.
It look a little blurry, but maybe that's
your phone. Maybe that's your phone.
It could be. It could be.
But because when I'm looking here, it don't look blurry, but.
Yeah, it looks straight over there.
Yeah.
So, anyway. We're just going to get going.
Turn it up. Can you hear?
I don't want to turn it up again.
Because I want to see.
Okay, so.
Oh, okay, the sound is good.
Y'all could have said something.
Right. Sharon. You could have said something.
Sharon.
If you can hear us, Sharon, let us know. Who mama is that?
Mama Lena. You know Mama Lena, the one that be like, hey, Dre.
Oh, hey, Sharon.
Nah, that's Mama Lena. Mama Lena.
Oh, that was talking about Sharon.
Sharon, she watching. Sharon is from Quick Trip.
Yeah, that's what I said. Sharon, you can say something.
Okay. So I'm gonna turn this down so I know because I know we can y'all can hear it.
And I'm gonna try to text some people and share it and all that other stuff. How y'all been? I got new shirts.
We missed y'all. We really did. Mm-hmm. We missed y'all.
Well, I really didn't. She did. She missed.
Yes, I was hounding him. I was like, when we going back?
Right, and then when we go back, she late. You see, we could have been on time.
It's not my fault, though.
Whose fault is it?
I don't know, but it's not mine.
It is your fault.
Y'all know I can't help it. I'm trying my hardest.
Okay, this way, I called her, be like, girl, be here by 4. And then today, she was like, I'm being here by 4:30. Here it is, 5:30.
But you know what? That's all right, though, because I have to work out the kinks. I got to get back into the swing of things.
Right.
It's been over a month. I got to get back in my mind that I got something to do on Sundays. It's not just, you know, it's not just chill in the Lord. It's other stuff going on.
You know damn well you
the Lord. Shirt. The Lord. Every morning. Joe Osteen.
I go to school. Oh, I don't like him.
Why?
I don't like Joe Osteen.
You better
I don't like people who smile too much, and then after that Houston hurricane, and he locked up his church like it was Fort Knox. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you gotta understand where he was coming from, and it probably was not his decision, because I'm pretty sure he don't run everything that's going on in that church.
He's the owner, proprietor, CEO.
No, he's just married to the owner, the proprietor, and the CEO, because I'm sure the wife got everything in her name.
Oh,
I'm
you think sure. That's what it is?
Pretty sure. She look like she don't. Never mind. Anyway, so let's get back at it. Like Dre was saying, y'all like our shirts. I want to shout out Custom Creations. She made these shirts. Her name is Carlika Nunn.
Does she have a website? Because we can link it into the thingamajigger.
I'm going to find her website, and I'm going to put it in there. The shirt says Pick a Struggle, and then on the back of it, it has turn around. It has some headphones. Ooh. So,
fast.
So, if you want some of this merch, let us know. We can get you one. We're not going to get you one, but we can have you get you ordered one, or you can order it yourself, whatever. But this is our new thing. We're going to be wearing these every Sunday.
Right. So. I want different colors, though.
We can get different colors, different fonts, different sets. Right. So.
And then especially for like LGBT stuff, I want to do like if she could see if she can do like a rainbow.
Okay. I'm pretty sure. I mean, I'm gonna put like we said, we're gonna link her stuff, her information in the
description.
She can do a lot of stuff, not even just shirts. She does all kinds of creative stuff. I've seen her working. I'm sure you guys can find something y'all like on there. But anyhow, welcome back to Pick a Struggle Show. How y'all doing out there in Facebook universe?
Right. Oh, my bad. That's me.
And I want to shout out Dre. Dre has made a delicious meal for us to enjoy. We're going to be smacking and we're going to be talking. We're going to be gossiping a little bit. I want to shout out my older brother. Today is his birthday. He turns 41 years old.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Hopefully, we'll get to see you before the day is over and I can give you a big hug. But anyway, I just want to say happy birthday to my brother.
That's good. Yeah, I made some buffalo sliders. Well, both of the stuff I've been wanting to make for a minute. We got buffalo sliders and southwestern egg rolls. I love these from, I think it's like Chili's.
Yeah,
Chili's or TGI Fridays because they like the same.
I gotta get one of
everyone. It's a little chili. I'm just playing.
I like that one. How you do that one? Yeah, these taste just like the one of the chilies. They are so good.
Thank you. The only thing missing is spinach. I had got home and did some shopping. I came home, and I was like, let me make them. And I was making them, and I was like, oh, damn. I ain't got no more spinach. I keep spinach in the house.
I love spinach, too.
Right. And it was the only thing that's really missing.
These are really, really good. I like them.
They taste good.
They taste real good. Get you.
Thank you. I already had like 5.
Oh. But,
because, you know, when you be cooking, it's like, okay, I got to, you know, make sure it's all right. And 5 is like the for show number this going to be good. Like, because one might be good, and then you taste the next one, and you're like, okay, maybe that was a little bit off. You know, when you 5 in and all 5 of them taste good, you're like, okay, I'm good. But these buffalo sliders, these are so good. I had used Hawaiian sweet rolls.
Mm.
Yes. Mm.
He would have you large.
Oh, it's good.
It's out of my way. But that's all right. So today.
I'm going to put that one down because I've been drinking.
Watermelon. Okay.
Right. We got any comments? Who over there? What's that saying?
We got
Auntie. Hey, Stephanie.
We got Duke. Hey, Duke.
Hey, Duke. Miss you, Duke.
Duke said, well, damn, where's mine? You could have got you one.
Well, you know what? This is so goddamn good.
Do that.
They probably been seeing from that far, but
they can see it.
Good.
Oh, they can see it. You know,
they
be watching.
Oh, that's good.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
I'm just going to mouth open. I'm sorry, y'all.
Right.
I'm going to get my stuff.
We're going to do some mukbangs. This is just for show.
Right.
And since, you know, we're not in the studio anymore, we're at my Emily abode. We're going to do some mukbangs and stuff. But this is just to show y'all, like, this is an appetizer.
Right.
Oh, Jesus, that was so
good. The only thing that's missing, I ain't trying to be funny, is some ranch. That's the only thing. It really don't even
need
ranch.
I don't
just for the look of it, the dip and the eat, the dip and the eat. But it don't really need no ranch. It's really good.
I don't like ranch no more like that.
Why?
I don't know. When I was a kid, girl, Jesus.
Because if I keep looking at it, I'm going to get it myself. And I'm going to get it because I'm trying to do something.
Right, but that.
Right, right. No, my mama.
Right, but, no, when I was a kid, I used, like, ranch on everything. Mm. Fries, pizza, dip, you know, dip my burger in it. Mm-hmm. Everything, I used to love everything with ranch. But then when I got old, it was like, I started liking hot sauce.
See, I'm not a condiment person. I don't have to have condiments for anything. People like their ketchup, their hot sauce, their ranch, whatever. But for me, I can just eat the food. I just want to taste the food.
Yeah.
But I don't got accustomed to doing ranch because of the kids. So they like condiments. That's why I be like.
Because their kids, they like ranch.
Yeah.
And, oh, and then
ketchup and mustard. Ooh.
See, I like those too. But then I have found out that everybody ranch don't taste the same. So.
True.
And that's why I stopped doing it. Like, when I would order, like, I used to, like, ranch my pizza. Mm-hmm. When I order from Domino's, and then when I worked at Domino's, it was like they ranch never be cold. And so, it'll be, like, room temperature in the store. Mm-hmm. And then when they deliver the pizza, the ranch be in the box. And so, when you get the ranch, it be hot. And it's like, okay, I don't want no hot-ass ranch.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's also between, like, regular ranch and buttermilk ranch and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. But my taste then got sophisticated. I like blue cheese.
See, blue cheese
got I would tear up some blue cheese. It don't smell too pretty, but it's nice.
It really smells nice. To me, it's like spoiled ranch. But anyway, that's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. But anyway.
Right, thank you, Stephanie. Gotta have that cold ranch. Exactly. Don't nobody want no lukewarm, room temperature, hot ranch. It's like,
It's
not hot. And it's ain't ranch like a dairy product?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want warm, hot dairy.
What's like drinking hot milk?
Oh, my goodness. Old people do that.
I know.
When they can't sleep, like, I'm going to put on some warm milk. What the hell?
How did it even happen? It's like y'all one day just was sitting out and you was like, that makes me sleepy.
Only when I like warm milk is like in hot chocolate or cappuccino type of stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's it. But no,
because the sky's about the chocolate flavor.
Yeah, no. I don't want no hot ranch, no warm milk. No, I'm good. But hey Duke, hey my aunt Stephanie, and I'm gonna have to. She's just doing a whole bunch of stuff.
Who?
My aunt Stephanie.
What you doing?
I don't know. Like, I be seeing her. She got, like, Arbella treats where she's, like, selling sweet stuff and all that stuff in Arkansas. So, I'm going to have to, you know, check out her website and then put it in the description box because she be doing a whole bunch of stuff. She used to do shirts, too.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Excuse me.
We're going to make sure we show some love. I'm definitely.
Right. But, who the... Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo.
How you doing?
That's my best friend, Makanika.
Aww.
That's my little sister used to call her because she couldn't say Monika. She called her Makanika.
That's cute. I like that.
But what do you want to get into first? Okay, you want to get into why we're here first? Like, well, why we left Fishbowl?
We can, but first I want to say, rest in heaven, rest in peace, DMX.
Okay. I thought you were going to say Prince William. No, is that his name, Prince William?
I think it's Charles.
Charles, yeah.
But
I mean,
it was 99.
Right, it was about time.
I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna say it was been time for him to go.
Yes.
But I will say,
like old milk.
My daughter posted something one song. I was like, oh, gone too soon. And somebody had said, when was he supposed to leave? Like,
right.
The man is 99. He has clearly lived.
He witnessed World War II. It was
he
about
time. Time for him to go. We don't need that story no more this time. Right. But no, I was saying, rest in peace to DMX.
Oh, thank you, Lord. And Prince Philip.
Oh, it's Philip. I'm sorry. Philip.
Just to show you how much we really don't care. We done said William, Charles, Philip, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
Okay.
Dash and the Prince of Vixen.
Right. We done said Rudolph, Santa, all of them. Rest in peace to that man.
I'm glad he finally crossed over.
Went to the upper room.
Right.
But, no, but I just want to say rest in peace to DMX. He was definitely a legend. person. Like some of the people been sharing, so they was been sharing like stuff that they he said to them, like Maxwell.
Yeah, just now. They wait till he dead at the same time.
You know how they go. You give me my flowers while I'm alive.
But right.
You know how people are. The memories start coming back when you start to realize that person is never going to be accessible again. But rest in peace to him. And my condolences and my love and my light prayers go out to his family.
Right. And to pay homage, everybody needs to stop, drop, and open up shop.
Right now.
Right. Right now.
Shop. Whatever shop you got.
Stop, drop, open up shop.
Open it up. And it don't matter how you drop. Listen, if you do drop, make sure you can get back up. Ain't nobody helping you up. Make sure you can get back up. Make sure you do that, okay? Don't just get down there and drop and be like, I'm stuck. It's too late.
Right. But he was just so young.
50 years old.
That's 50 is not old. I think the closer we get to 50, we realize.
Oh, child, wow. I just turned 40, so if 50 old, what?
But you know, when you was a kid and your grandparents were 50, you was like, oh,
ooh,
you
so old. Papa old. How old are you, 50?
Right, but she getting closer to 40.
I'm already 40.
You 40?
I just turned 40 in March, yep.
Oh, damn.
March the 18th.
I don't know why I'm thinking you like 37. 35.
I mean, I'll take it.
Right.
But yeah.
And the closer I get to 30, like 50 is not old anymore.
Mm-mm, not at all. 50 is very young to be leaving this world.
And not even in like a freak accident. Kind of like a... Because I don't think they released how he passed. Some people are speculating it's a drug overdose, but I don't think it was.
What you thinking?
I don't know.
It's sad because if you listen to his music, you can tell that he's been troubled for a long time.
Well, yeah, you listen to when he talks in his interviews, you can tell that too.
Yeah, some type of depression and something going on.
Even though he had his dealing with drugs, I don't think it was a drug overdose.
I think a lot of people use drugs to, numb themselves from depression or whatever they're dealing with and internal pain. So if that's what happened to him, I'm really sorry. I wish he could have got help before this happened.
Well, he did.
I mean, like, consistent help. Help that could have helped him stay.
He only got help, like, in certain parts. Because he was doing, like, a whole show tour. He was, like, on Dr. Phil. He was on this reality show where he's, like, trying to get clean and stuff. So he's done stuff to try to get help, but it seemed like it just never stuck.
Them demons.
Maybe he was one of those, that's like, you just can't help.
Yeah.
Maybe. We don't know.
We'll know.
Because ain't nobody read the autopsy, so don't nobody know it was actually a drug overdose. So
at this point, it's just what the speculation, what people think it is.
But I don't think it was. Somebody was saying he got the vaccine.
Girl, see, I ain't heard that one.
That's what happened to that baseball player.
What?
That it was a baseball player, legendary. Not Hank Aaron. It was one of them. One of them.
I
know
he did not just say Hank Aaron. It was one of those
old baseball players. Baseball, he was legendary, but not legendary enough for me to remember his name.
Anywho,
he got the vaccine and he passed away a couple of weeks.
I'm surprised you didn't hear about that. You think that's because
I'm saying some people have said that.
Well, that was gonna happen.
Allegedly.
You knew that was gonna happen. As soon as the vaccine started coming out, everybody was gonna be like, man, this vaccine killing folks, man. Don't get it.
I mean, you never know. This one girl I know, she said she was in line for one, and they told her that one of the causes was ovarian cancer.
But with any type of vaccine, and I'm not pro-vaccine, but with anything like that, there's going to be side effects to it. Anytime you're putting something chemical in your body that's not supposed to be there, your body can react negatively.
Negatively? Who's been drinking? Who's been drinking?
Y'all knew what I was trying to say. Thank you.
Negatively
to whatever it is. Even if you take an aspirin, I mean, it really just it's a chemical in your body, so that's not supposed to be there.
But we'll see.
Are you gonna take it?
No, thank you.
Okay, I'll pass.
I don't think so. Only because I don't even take the flu vaccine.
I don't either.
And I've never gotten sick.
I don't feel like I need to. I feel like my body gonna fight off whatever it's gonna fight off. And I also am a firm believer in if it's time for you to go, it's time for you to go. Ain't nothing in this world is gonna stop that. So
right.
I'm not downing anybody who took the vaccine or that.
Yeah, if you do it, it's, you know, it's each his own.
Yes. But for me and for the people that I'm responsible for, we're gonna leave
right.
Alone.
Lloyd said, "Hey, Lloyd, I've known him for a minute. Thank you for watching." He said, "The vaccine is a risk. I got the Johnson & Johnson one shot because when I got that, when he got the 19, it was the worst experience ever. So, what did he say? Well, let me tell you, my arm on the injection shot, or the injection site was sore and swollen."
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, is that
chills and fever for just, a week. Boy, I'm sorry.
Okay, so which one was worse? The vaccine or the 19?
Right. Well, he got the Johnson & Johnson one.
The Johnson & Johnson one. Because there's two of them. There's the Johnson & Johnson, there's the Pfizer.
Yeah. Pfizer. The P is silent.
Right.
I like those words.
The P is not silent. The Pfizer.
I like those words that be having unnecessary letters. Like knife. My friend be calling
neighbor.
Right.
Neighbor got so many damn unnecessary
letters. It's like, what? Why are we doing this to ourselves? even the word through, like, we clearly know you can spell it with four to five letters. It's like six of them in there. Anyway, right. But my friend say cut knife. My best friend, Brianna, she always say cut knife. And it cracks me up every time. I'll be like, girl, you is a mess.
That's too funny.
But anyway, so, you want to get into why we not at Fishbowl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I want to get that off my chest.
Go ahead. I'm going to eat me a slider while you get that off your chest.
You trying to eat one of these? Is this your second? Okay. Just make. I'm not counting them. I'm just asking.
I thought this was for us.
Yeah, it is.
No,
right now. She got her own food. Mm-hmm. But, which I got to get into that. But, anywho. So, we left Fishbowl. And, where shall I start at?
Like the beginning.
Who?
The beginning.
The beginning? Mm-hmm. Like, picture it, Sicily, 1922 beginning? So, we were at Fishbowl. We were having a good time, but, you know, we had our questions and concerns about how Fishbowl was being ran, but that's neither here nor there.
It was actually there. Because not here. You got to turn and make it right.
I can't stand you. Anyway, so we ended up getting a letter that Fishbowl was going to be closed on Sunday because they were open every day, Sunday through Saturday. They were open every day, you know, except for like major holidays and all the other stuff. But we got a letter saying that.
And winter storms.
I'm sorry.
Winter storms. I'm sorry.
Yeah, winter storms. Yeah. Which just happened. Mm-hmm. Like, recent. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the last winter storm in Texas. I think the last one, I ended up getting in a car accident, but that was years ago.
That had to be like 11?
Maybe.
10 or 11, somewhere up in there.
Obama was president. That's all I remember.
Right. That's what I remember.
But, we got a letter saying that they were going to be closed on Sunday, and so Sunday was really our only day that we really wanted to do it. Like, we build up a fan base. Everybody was expecting us to be there on Sunday. So, we didn't really want to switch days. Did you? Okay.
No, Sunday was my day. I knew that day.
I can continue with Sunday. We chose that. Mm-hmm. And we were settling on that. And so, we didn't want to pick another day. And so, we were like, we were just going to go ahead and leave. Mm-hmm. We're going to go ahead and leave. And then, come to find out, they didn't close on Sunday.
No. Not at all.
And it was kind of...
And mind you, we got an email that they were going to close on Sunday.
Yeah.
We didn't get an email that they changed their mind. It was just like, oh, yes. We just randomly saw that somebody was doing a show.
Yeah. Because I was being nosy. I was doing a little bit of detectiveness like I always do.
Right.
And I go through their website and I'm like, oh, they got a show on Sunday. And then I go through their Facebook page and then I realize the show is posted on Sunday. Because I'm thinking maybe it was just a glitch in the system.
Right.
Somebody put them there accidentally. But I go to their Facebook page. I'm like, oh, they are open on Sundays. Mm-hmm. They just didn't want
us.
All 10 of the shows, nine shows that were on Sunday, they didn't want on Sunday. And so they lied and told everybody that they were going to be closed on Sunday. And then a show that was during the week, they end up putting them on Sunday.
And let me just say this, just for shits and giggles. Well, I don't want to say, I'm not saying that they lied. I'm saying that it was a big, huge miscommunication. Because my thing is this, if you're going to tell us that you're going to do something and you actually change it at the last minute, it's the same process that you did when you sent that first email. That next email could have been the same way. Hey, guess what? We changed our minds. If you want to come back, you are welcome to coming back. Yeah. We never got that. So I don't want to say that they lied. They could have just been like, you know what? We're going to mess up a lot of stuff, or we're going to miss a lot of money on Sundays. Let's just go ahead and keep it rolling.
Which,
that's what my issue was, you know, the communication.
Which is funny because we were told that they were closing down Sunday because they were losing money.
Right.
But I didn't understand that because Sunday had the same amount of shows as it did during the week.
Right.
They average about, I'm telling you what I know, they average about 9, 10, 11 shows every day. And Sunday was the lowest with like 9 shows, but it was just missing one or two shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or whatever. So they were claiming they were closing on Sunday because they were losing money. Because of money, but yet you still have one show. Instead of having 9, you have one show on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't make sense to me.
Right. Make it make sense. I would love to hear a good or the explanation about what really happened with that whole Sunday thing. Even though we're gone and we're not even concerned about it anymore because we're going to try to do our setup this way, but I would just like to know because it was something that we were doing consistently for a year. So
yes, we did a whole year.
Yeah, I feel like we are owed some type of explanation about what actually happened. That's how I feel about it.
She better than me.
And I'm done. That's it.
Because to me, you lied. I'm done. I ain't got time. I don't want to hear about why you lied. Because like my dad is saying, excuses only help the person that's making them.
Yeah.
I really don't want to hear why you lied. I know you did, Sammy, but hey. What did Lloyd say? Wow, Fishbowl did y'all dirty. It sounds fishy to me. Right? Right? It sounds kind of fishy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all right, though, because we were kind of planning on leaving.
I mean,
we weren't planning it soon. It was like way into the future.
Right.
Because we knew that, you know, doing YouTube and doing Facebook, like basically doing the social media stuff, it takes a while to do it.
Right.
And so we planned on sticking with them for a while,
mm-hmm.
even though we knew eventually we would have to leave.
We were going to grow. We were growing, and we knew eventually that we would outgrow them.
Yeah.
And that was something that we were planning on doing in the future, you know, further out, 2-year marker. We were talking about the 2-year marker.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, oh, just
because we had, make sure. And then we had just organized our show. Because when we were first doing it, it was all loosey-goosey.
Mm-hmm.
And then having a few meetings with the owner, Sammy, you know, who lied about everything, we were, we had, you know, had a meeting with her, and we were organizing our show after being there for a year, and so we were going to see where that takes us, and then, because we were thinking about doing a 2-hour show instead of a 1-hour show.
Yeah.
And then we end up getting a letter, and it was like, okay, but then maybe this is the nail in the coffin for us. Maybe we should just leave then.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe that's what I get for stealing those tissues out the bathroom.
It is. I said, put them back. Why you got that tissue? He was like, well, I need it. I'm like, you know what?
Right. Lloyd said they lied indeed. Right. And then it's so funny because they do got an application on Indeed.
Wow.
Right.
Like we should apply.
No, I did before they had an application on Indeed and I got overlooked. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. No hard feelings, because we know it.
Yeah.
We know what the deal is and how it was because.
I think we knew before that even happened. Like, we knew that.
Yeah.
Like, right away, we kind of knew that the faith in our show wasn't there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We had discussed this before. We knew that the people that were the people in charge.
You had the inkling.
Right. Didn't really appreciate what we were doing, which is fine, because if you don't see the vision, that's fine. You don't got to see the vision, as long as Dre and I see the vision.
Right. But it's we'll
keep going, but it's just like, damn, really? Like, y'all laugh that much? To, you know, we can't even get a true, full explanation of what happened. Like Dre said, he don't need one. And I don't necessarily need one. It would just be funny.
Yeah, it'll be cute.
Shits and giggles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's it. You know, that'd be funny to talk about it over food, you know, over wine, amongst friends.
Right, because we know Sammy like to drink.
Anywho, so, that's what happened with that. So, we're here now. We're in Dre's humble abode.
Right. And we've been invited to do other studios, but we're just like, we don't want to go through, well, as of now, we don't want to go through a whole nother studio and possibly having to deal with the same stuff.
Right.
Because it was some stuff that I needed from Fishbowl that they weren't giving, and I'd be damned if I leave one thing and then get into another and end up having, you know, the same problems.
Right. And I just feel like it's a blessing in disguise, because it has opened up an avenue for Dre to be able to do what he does. He helps other people with their videos. He was able to flex his skills in that way. People saw what he was doing. They were like, hey, do that for me, you know? And I think that's a blessing. Everything that came from Fishbowl, I mean, everything that came from us doing our show as Fishbowl has been a blessing so far.
Right. We made connections, and we love the connections that we made.
Yeah.
I was gonna say something so.
Be good. Like,
I was gonna say something so disrespectful. Something so disrespectful. But I'm gonna leave it alone.
So we're good.
Yeah.
So we're good. At all. We have no ill feelings, ill thoughts. Or
no.
None of that
about Fishbowl. I would never recommend somebody to go to Fishbowl.
I wouldn't either.
Just because of how the business owner is running her feelings and her business.
And those cannot mix. You cannot have your feelings in your business in the same pot and stirring it shit.
Right. And you know, granted, it, like, I would say, yeah, it was kind of our fault, because we would make little sly jokes on our show. But it's like, it's jokes. Grow up.
Right, right.
But
the show is called Pick a Struggle. I mean, come on now. You know we're going to be talking shit. That's just what we're going to be doing.
Right.
I'm sorry, Mama, but I'm just saying, you know we're going to, if it's Pick a Struggle, that means some struggles is happening, and we got to pick them out and see what's going on.
Right. But it's anything, it's a joke. Don't be so sensitive. And but you know, she was, because that's the only reason I could think of.
And it's
because I thought it was us, because I didn't see anybody else raising so much hell that we did. You get what I'm saying? Like, no one else was talking so much shit than us.
We was being very, what you call it,
very wild childish.
Yeah, it's another word I was trying to say. It's like we were being very, we was kind of putting ourselves out there. Like, saying stuff,
but
we had no business saying, but it was only fun.
It was us being us.
We weren't being malicious and trying to start stuff and talk about people. Now, at this very moment, we're talking shit.
Right.
We are.
Right.
But.
And then, Lord said, continue your plan to dethrone Wendy Williams. You was a mess. That is my ultimate plan, but you know, she's old enough to be my grandmother.
Right, we're gonna let her make it. Hopefully she gets to 99, and then we could talk about it.
Right. Mm-hmm. But what's next? Oh, we gotta talk about what we've been doing this whole time.
Okay.
So, you wanna go first? How about you go first? Because I need a refill.
Okay. So this whole time, when the winter storm happened?
It was in February.
February, like the 11th or the 13th or something like that. But anyway, we had left Fishbowl, and we were just chilling until it was time for us to, you know, until Dre got everything situated and it's time for us to come back. Well, in the midst of that, Texas decided to have a winter storm, a storm that we ain't had in...
No, that was before we decided to leave Fishbowl.
No.
Because remember, they had closed, and then when we came back, it was like, okay, let's go ahead. Because the snowstorm was in the middle of February, and we left at the end.
Okay. Well, I had a little time mixed up. But anyway, so while when the storm happened, I was living in my apartment, and Dre was doing his thing, whatever.
Being homeless.
And the storm came through, and my pipes busted in my apartment. ruined everything. When I tell y'all I lost every single thing, I lost everything. TVs, furniture, appliances, clothes, everything. Stuff that you just don't realize that's like important. I lost food, everything. I had just went grocery shopping. And that's what really had pissed me off. Out of everything that had happened, I had just went grocery shopping to put groceries in the refrigerator. Now, mind you, a couple of days before the pipes busted, we were out of lights, we were out of heat. I'm talking about we was burning everything, y'all. I had broke down my son's platform bed that he was done using, and we were burning that. Like, we didn't have anything, no heat. We had blankets. Everybody was just bundled up, sitting in the living room in front of the fireplace, which wasn't giving off much heat at all. But, so we did that for a day and a half, and then that second day, I had went around to try to look for hotels. All the hotels were booked out, like, days in advance. And so we was like, okay, so we just gonna have to just be in this house. I mean, this apartment, cold, shivering, bundled up. Fast forward to the day the pipes busted. The night before, I had found a hotel, but they was like, we're not gonna have anything until the next day. So I was like, okay, cool. So me and the kids, we went back home. We sat in the car for maybe like 2 hours, just letting the heat hit us. And then we went back in the apartment, and we all bundled up in my bed. I had a king-size bed at the time. Anyway, I had a king-size bed, and we all bundled up in the bed until the next morning. Girl, when I say we was waiting on 10, I think the check-in time was like 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We was waiting on 3 o'clock. We was like, ooh, countdown, 3 o'clock. I had to go charge our phones in the car. But anyway, as soon as 3 o'clock hit, it was like 2:30. We all got ready. We got in the car, and I needed a shower. I love my little showers, and I just could not take a shower. But anyway, we got in the car, we went to the hotel, we all get in the hotel, we all sit down, take a bath, you know, just breathe for a second, warm up. And my best friend, she had came over there because at the time she was staying with me. So she had came to the hotel and she was like, I'm going to go back to the apartment and get some more stuff. And I was like, okay, cool. And we had left our puppy there too. So she was like, well, I'm going to go check on the puppy, I'm going to get some more stuff. I think maybe 30 minutes later, she called me and she was like, best friend, your apartment is raining. I'm talking about water is coming from every nook and cranny of this apartment. And I was like, are you serious? At first, I thought she was being extra. Because sometimes my best friend can be extra. So I was like, no, it ain't. Whatever, whatever. Leave me alone. I'm trying to take a shower. I'll see you later. She was like, I promise you, it is bad. The puppy is swimming. So I was like, okay. I went over there. And y'all, when I tell you, water was coming from everywhere possible. Every part of the ceiling was just gone. Water was just draining from it. And it was so devastating that I immediately just had like a mini panic attack. And I just started crying. Like, I don't even know where those tears came from. But it was really traumatic just to see all of my son's medicine was swimming. His diapers, like, all his stuff was on the floor. It just looked like, it was just crazy. And I got some pictures. I don't think I can put those pictures in here. But anyway, it was a very traumatic.
You can upload it to YouTube. You can send it to me, and then I'll post it.
Okay. It was very traumatic, and it was life changing. It was life altering, and it shows you how important it is to have renter's insurance. I'm gonna say that first. Right. I didn't have any renter's insurance.
Oh damn.
So everything that I lost, I have to rebuy or get donated, or you know, someone can gift it to me or whatever. I can say that God, universe has really been good to me. I was able to stay in the hotel for a month and a half, about a month, and then the kids, they went to go stay with their dad, so that was a blessing. Dre offered me to come over here and crash over here. A couple of other friends offered me, you know, come over there to where they were at. But yeah, that's what I've been doing. I've been trying to get my life back on track because it was derailed for a little bit. But we're home now. They fixed the apartment. I was going to move, but I couldn't really find any place to go. So by the time the apartments that I was trying to get in reached out to me saying that they had a place for me, the apartment was ready to be moved back into. So we moved back in there, and the kids came back home, and we're just trying to get back on track. Long story.
Right. But it need to be told because a lot of people went through the same stuff. Mm-hmm. Because it's snowstorm. It knocked everybody for a loop. Mm-hmm. Not me, but. Because I was at my mama's house and we still had power. We still had water.
Right.
But.
And then I'm sorry, I'm in interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
Dre told me that they were picking and choosing who had power.
Yeah.
Which really pissed me off because I was like, I got kids. I mean, I'm not saying I'm the only person that got kids, but my son has special needs and he has a breathing machine, he has a feeding pump, he has all kinds of stuff that needs to be plugged into electricity.
To where it's illegal to cut off your electricity.
Right.
But yeah, I had told her because I was staying with my mom and we still had power, we still had water, and we had got on the road because we was like, let's go to the grocery store, me and my mom. And the next block where we went to the apartment complex that she lived by, they didn't have any power and everybody was gone. Mm-hmm. And that's how I knew, like, because I'm just sitting there thinking, like, that doesn't make any sense. How is that somebody that's living right next to you have power and you don't?
Right.
So then let me know, and then, you know, Facebook ain't no help. Mm-hmm. They was, you know, giving out articles or pushing articles to where people, where it was saying that the electricity company was picking and choosing who had power and who didn't. And then I had, because my mom stayed right off of 360 at the time, and we can see Grand Prairie. Well, we can see, like, the other side of 360 where it's, like, technically Grand Prairie. We can see the other side, and they had power. And so when I called the pre, it was like, girl, you got power? She was like, no, I don't. But, girl, the gas station don't cross the 360 got it. How come you don't got it? Mm-hmm.
And that's when I knew. I was like, this is...
Yeah.
It's all about money. Politics. That's all it's about.
Yeah.
Money and politics. And it's sad. Because I don't know if anybody lost their lives, but I know people lost their livelihood. Because, you know, everybody wasn't blessed to be able to go to a hotel. Some people had to stay in their apartments. Or their houses or whatever, you know, throughout the whole time. And that's the part that really made me sad, is because I wanted to help, but it wasn't nothing that I could do. Yeah. I had to make sure I was good and my kids were good. But there was some people out there that I saw on the news that didn't have anywhere to go.
Right. And then I worked in the medical field where I was transporting people who were on dialysis and stuff. Mm-hmm. They couldn't go anywhere because the dialysis place ain't got no power or they don't have any water. Which I didn't know water plays a part in the dialysis treatment.
Mm. Oh, so, that makes sense.
Yeah, and even when the dialysis place had power, they still didn't have water, so those people had to go to other places. But then the roads were so messed up, I couldn't get to them. Right. So I had to just sit at home, and I missed out on hours and money at work, and then they couldn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of like messed up. And then that whole accident that happened on 35.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I forgot about that.
That was
horrible. I don't know how many people died in that accident.
And it was so bad to where it took them like 2 or 3 days to clean it up. And then they end up shutting down every express road, every toll road, everything that was owned by the MTTA or MTAA. That's the guy.
MTTA.
Yeah. Them bastards. It was closed. They had their call because when the roads, you know, started clearing up, they still had their stuff blocked off. And it's like, why? Because people pay money to ride on those roads, and yet they didn't want to use that money to clear the road up. Mm-hmm. Like, that was just so shitty.
Yes. Knowing that they charge, what, 75 cents per exit or something like
Girl,
that?
Girl, one time I was riding on the tolls, it was $10 a toll.
Not $10.
$10 if you had the toll tag. Oh, $20 wow. If you didn't have it.
Oh, wow.
So it's like y'all charging that much, but yet you don't. And that was before the snowstorm had happened. Mm-hmm. And it's like y'all charging that much. And people, they MTAA make their money.
MTTA.
Whatever.
Right.
Those people make their money.
And seven times over.
Yeah.
Because if you don't pay
they charge late fees. Them late fees.
Them late fees be ignorant.
You them late fees will have you in jail.
You hear me? No license, no car, no registration. You can't get nothing if you don't pay them toll fees. I'm
right.
Nothing.
So you can't even register your car. You can't
That's
even
what
be
I'm
on the road.
You can't
Girl, one time I got a letter. They was like, if we catch you on the toll again, we're going to tow your car.
If we catch your ass.
Right.
On the toll. We're going to tow your shit.
Right. Like, so I got a new car.
I bet you won't catch this one.
Right.
I bet you won't catch
this one. No. That's what, on 360, I refuse to ride that toll.
I go through those because I got a tag.
No, that freeway should have been built a long fucking time ago.
Oh, yeah.
And then they built it and made it into a toll. Like, yeah. What the hell?
I feel like eventually everything going to be like that. I really do. I feel like eventually they're going to charge you to go down across the street. Jazz down somewhere. I ain't got no food for you, girl.
Right. But it was crazy. But I didn't have to go with that, but I did. I felt sorry for the people who... Because LaPri was like, can my dog come stay up there? I was like, girl, I'm staying with my mama.
Yeah.
And she's like, no. And it was so fun because I was looking for an apartment at the time.
Yeah.
I was looking for an apartment at the time of the snowstorm, or before the snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ended up getting one after. And so, but because people who already live in the complex was dealing with some stuff,
mm-hmm.
they put me on the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
To moving in, and then when I finally moved in, I called the priest, was like, girl, you know, y'all can stay here.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got no furniture or nothing, but y'all can just come here, you know.
Yeah. And by that time, it was time for me to get ready to
right.
get me back in
she
my
was
home.
Already here. And I was like, well, ain't that a bitch? Because, you know, I get a warm fuzzy for helping people.
Yeah.
Especially people who are close to me. So, even yesterday, I was like, girl, you need a mattress? I got an extra mattress.
Yes. And I do appreciate that. Like I said, that's why I say the universe definitely took care of me.
And that hair. Because your hair is really laid. Child,
let me
laid,
tell you something about
laid
this
like Princess Diana.
Let me tell you something. Through this whole struggle, the weeds was on. You remember? It was on the whole time. I ain't missed a beat. I'm gonna make sure these weeds and these nails is
right.
taken care of. That's just my thing. That's what makes me feel good. You know what I mean? Yeah, everybody got their thing. Like, Dre is technology. That's his thing. He gonna make sure he's doing his thing. Well, from my perspective, that's his thing. Maybe a little chin. But my wigs, my nails, my little makeup that I do, whatever it is, my beautification routine, that's my thing. I was taking hot baths in the hotel. I was cleaning out them tubs with some little bleach, and I was giving that tub because that helps me to
relax
and release some of that tension and that stress to be a productive person. Because if I didn't do it, y'all would see a whole nother LaPri. Y'all be like, I don't even like that little bitch. She got an attitude. And I don't like her. So I have to make sure that I keep myself in check so that I can keep going. And then I got those four kids that kind of run me raggedy too. So, you know, got to take care of them. But anyway.
Mm-mm.
So,
but
what else? What else?
I'm sorry. I thought you were going to talk a little bit longer, so I put something
eat
in my mouth.
Food. Eat it. We can eat on here.
I know, but
so rules.
I plan on saying something because you did interrupt me, and I'm trying to figure out what the hell was out. Where was I at?
My bad. I do this sometimes. I'm working on myself. So, you know, we never did talk about when we first, when before we even left Fishbowl, our 2021 goals. We never talked about that. That's something that that we should have talked about, but we never did.
Yeah. Well, hell, I done conquered most of mine.
It's only April.
Girl, that's how good I am. That's how good I am. Because my thing was to, go back to cooking,
mm-hmm.
which, voila, and get an apartment.
Okay.
Be secured, and then it was something else. I'm pretty sure I had something else on my list, but I kind of, conquered a good deal of my resolutions, New Year resolutions.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, was there something else? I don't think so. Other than lose weight, I mean, but that's, I got a while. Yeah.
If you want to lose healthy weight, that takes a while.
Well, no, because I was like, I need to do it before I reach 30.
Why?
Because 30 is like a new decade, it's a new era. You know, you have a different attitude when you reach 30.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
you have a different thought process.
Your 20s. Yeah, you get a different thought process. And, you know, things happen different, you know, when you're 30. So I was like, if I do it before I'm 30, then yeah, I'm good. But since, you know, I got a while.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not in a rush to do it. But the first step was to eat, you know, eat more at home. Stop eating out so much.
Okay.
And
that
so
helps.
Since I've been cooking, and then, you know, getting back into catering and stuff, I've made the necessary steps. I have a website, and I have prices on that website, and, you know, and I'm cooking and putting stuff on there. Huh?
Why am I just now finding out about this website?
I thought I sent that to you. Well, I'm gonna send it to you.
This is what I'm talking about.
Girl, you cannot get mad.
He be getting on me because he be feeling like sometimes that I don't be answering the phone. Blah, 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 blah.
Did you say sometimes?
Sometimes I don't.
All the time.
That's not true, y'all. Okay, well, maybe so.
Who you gonna hit me?
Okay, maybe I don't. It seemed like he called when he know I be busy. I told him this the other day.
Right.
It seemed like he called. As soon as I get to doing something, he'd be like, what you doing? I be busy, you know, so that's the reason why.
Even when she do pick up, she'll be talking to people in the back.
And that's why I don't want to pick up sometimes, because my background be disrespectful.
And I had to lie. I was like, girl, it's an emergency. And then she called him back like, what's the emergency? Nothing. I was just seeing if you was going to pick up the phone.
Okay, so I don't know if any of y'all can relate to this, but in my house, as soon as my phone rings, all of my kids run to me. Like, they want to tell me their whole entire experience from the time they woke up until that moment. As soon as I get on the phone. Now, before that, I'll be chilling. Don't nobody talk to me. Don't nobody say to me. They don't know I'm at home. But as soon as that phone rings, Mama! It's like, why do y'all wait until I'm on the phone to tell me everything? That's the reason why I don't answer the phone all the time, because I know that's going to happen. And it happens.
Yeah, it does.
Every time. He's like, golly, I'm trying to talk. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Dude, what happened? So, that's my thing.
Then, is the live still on?
Thank you, Lord. Lord said that's why you stick to texting. Yes, exactly. That's why.
No, Lord, don't. No. Ain't nobody got time for that. Because I would text somebody, and that's only if I really don't want to talk to them.
Okay.
But if I call you, it's because I do want to talk to you. I don't want to go back and forth on what you're doing. Oh, I'm doing this. Oh, you're doing that. Like, no. And then, you know, technology gets in the way. He's like, oh, I didn't get your message. Oh, I forgot to reply. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. If I really want to talk to you, I will call you.
I'm the same way. I'm going to call too. But texting, we can get some stuff taken care of real quick. What you doing? This is what I need. Da, 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 da. So, anyway. I'm going to do that.
Right. What have I been doing this whole time?
What you been doing?
Child. I was going to say nothing, but then... I've done, well, according to the pre, I've done a lot. To me, I don't think I've done, the stuff that I've done, it was stuff that I was supposed to do or supposed to have been done. Because when I had got the apartment, I was like, yeah, this is, you know, a small step, but, you know, I got other stuff to do. And she's like, no, you should be proud of yourself.
Yeah.
Ooh, excuse me. And another people are saying, especially during a pandemic,
Remember.
They were like, you should be proud. I was like, only because I got a whole bunch of stuff on my list.
Well, anything that you accomplish that's on the list, whether you deem it big or small, should be, you know, celebrated. I feel like if you got an apartment that you've been waiting to get for so long, then you need to be proud that you did that.
What's going to say? Ain't nobody got time to be stuck on the phone. We busy multitasking. And my attention span can only go so far.
Thank you, Lord.
No.
Thank you, Lord. I fool with him.
Only because I'm one of those where I am like a pro when it comes to multitasking. So I could be on the phone with you and do other stuff. But, you know, to each his own.
Okay.
You know, we not.
He's seeing that now.
We not.
Wait till he have his kids. And then I'm going to be calling him and I'm going to see how, mine's how
right,
much.
Mine's right here.
Jay.
All up behind us.
No. I'm talking about children, but that can talk. Jazz can't talk. All she can do is burp, 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 and then she done getting what she get.
Oh, no, she talks in action. I ain't tell you she peed on my bed.
Oh, no, damn.
Because she was mad. She was mad.
Oh, I almost beat that dog up.
Oh, no, I wasn't almost. I did. Because I knew it was her. But no.
What's going to be?
Girl, sometimes I be having to pee in the middle of the night. And... But I know I didn't go with him the middle of the night, so I do stuff.
This is what we call them in my house.
I need some, I don't know, ain't no anti-water pills? Like, like something that, like, you know, Imodium keeps you from shit.
They got pills to keep you from going at night, but.
That's what I need.
No, you don't.
Either that or I have to stop all liquids at 5 o'clock. Like, that's how bad it is. I would get up every hour, and then this is what I do. Because I have the fan in my face. Uh-huh. Okay, we're going to get back into that, what we were talking about earlier. But with me, I would have the fan in my face, air conditioner on. Uh-huh. And, you know, I sleep with my mouth open. So I'd be dehydrated.
Okay.
And so, I get up and pee. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, oh, I'm dehydrated too, so let me go drink some water. And then when I go to bed, I got to get up to pee again.
See? You got to get one.
And I'm dehydrated again.
Turn the fan off.
Look how big I am. I'd be damned if I turn that fan off. That's a death sentence.
You know what? I can't even say nothing because I sleep with a fan too. And hell no. Mm-hmm. I ain't training in for nothing. Well, I got ceiling fans now, so I use the ceiling fans.
Yeah, this is the only one I got.
Yeah. Oh, dang.
Above the food, of all places.
This is what you need, though. Because if something happening over there, this can blow it up. Blow it that way. Get you a 2 or 3 box fan.
I got a fan in the room, but it's like, okay. I'm sad. It's still a fan. But anywho, I had got a new job. I had got an apartment, and I don't know, I'm lying. I had the same job from when we left Fishbowl. But I ended up, you know, getting, you know, this new apartment and got some stuff and went shopping. And that was really it. My whole, like, every day was go shopping and go to work. That was it. That's all I did.
And I'm wrong with that.
Yeah.
That's just life. That's just life.
And then I had filed my taxes. Thank God. Thank God.
Y'all didn't file your taxes. When
like,
the deadline?
Like, if I, girl, if I ain't never thanked God before, thank God I filed those taxes.
When is the deadline? April the...
It's April something. It's before April. Maybe April 29th. Something.
No, it's like, it's in the teens. I think it's 17 or 15. Y'all file your taxes. I ain't did mine yet. I'm going to do mine today.
Because I ended up getting a lot back, and then I got the stimulus checks, and I was...
Ooh, fine. Shout out to Mr. Biden, President Biden, them stimulus were nice.
I was just like, which I hate it though. I hate that I have to, like, every time I file my taxes or whenever I get the past times I've been getting a stimulus check, I have to use that money for something. And I can't never just save it. Oh. That's what I've been wanting to do, like, save the whole $1,400. Like, that's what I've been wanting to do, but I can't because I'm... Every tax season, I'm doing something. Either I have to get a new car, or I have to get my car fixed, or I have to move into an apartment, or something. It's always something. Right. Like last time, my dog died. You know, around income tax. Around income tax season. Yes, it's been a year.
Oh, wow.
Since Sterling had passed away, and I had got my refund, and no, it's been 2 years.
It ain't been 2 years since Sterling passed away.
It wasn't last year?
It had to be last year. Yeah, because we were doing Pick a Struggle.
Yeah.
Because we said you didn't shout it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm getting old. But yes, it was last time I had got my taxes, I had to put Sterling to sleep. And that was just like, oh my goodness, every year I have to do something. And I'd be hating it because I want to save my refund for something else. Or, you know, save it just for emergencies.
Yeah, just to have it.
Because I can never really afford to have insurance. Or I really can't.
Car insurance?
No, not car insurance. I'm talking about health insurance.
Oh, okay.
Health insurance and dog insurance is those two luxuries I really can't afford to have. Mm-hmm. And so whenever I get my income tax, that's what I try to save it for. Every now and then, it's like, okay, yeah, Jazz, we eating Domino's today.
Right.
Like,
fancy today.
Right. But every time it's like, I have to do something, I can't really just save my money. But this time I put most of my money to good use, which is why we're here today.
Well, that's good. I mean, I'm glad that you were able to.
Right. Lord, oh, good. Lord said, every hour I'm up to go pee. I'm always drinking water. I sleep with a water bottle. It's a bad cycle. It is. Because you'll get up and you're like, oh, I'm thirsty. So let me go drink. And then it's like, I have to pee already. So let me go and pee. Right. And then you'll go to sleep. And then an hour later, you're like, oh, I have to get rid of the water I just drunk. But I'm thirsty again. You ever had that dilemma? When you go to a water fountain? Mm-hmm. Well, back when they were working. Mm-hmm. He was like, oh, you know, I got to pee too, but let me drink all this water. And it's like, okay, let me go ahead and get rid of this water.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, y'all.
You ain't never had that issue?
Not really.
How long we been live? How long we been up here? Oh, just an album? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then what else? What else was we going to talk about? I had went a whole month without being on social media. That was all right.
What took you off of it? Like, what made you not want to be on there?
It was just one day. Coincidentally, it was the first of the month. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I'm going to delete all of this and then just do some other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just got to take a break.
And then I didn't spend as much time scrolling on stuff. But even though I would scroll like a little bit, mm-hmm. like on Facebook, I would go to the website and mm-hmm. just be like, let's see
what's going on.
What the first five people are talking about.
Yeah. Luckily, I don't spend a lot of time. Oh, excuse me. I don't know why I'm yelling like that. I don't spend a lot of time on social media. I mean, do you consider YouTube social media?
No, not really.
No? Okay. Well, YouTube is my thing. Facebook, Instagram, I don't got Twitter, I don't got Snap, I don't got all of other, whatever else is out there. All I got is Facebook and Instagram. And I don't even be on I don't know what it is, but I'm not a fan of Instagram.
I don't like Instagram because I can post on Instagram and it'll post on Facebook. Mm-hmm. That's really it.
I don't really like it. Like, I'd rather be, maybe because I'm old, I don't know.
Oh, another thing I love about Instagram, it'll tell you when you're all caught up.
Oh, yeah. Like, you done seen everything.
Facebook will let you keep scrolling. and, you know, Facebook is real selective on who they show.
Yeah.
Like, your friends.
They don't show all your friends.
Because there's been times I will, like, text message friends, like, you know, where you been? And I'm like, I've been here.
Yeah.
I ain't seen you on Facebook because Facebook, you know, algorithm, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, it don't show through there. And so you won't see it until, like, you know, days or maybe months later. It's like, oh, you been posted this? But Instagram, you can scroll through, and they will show you everything, and then they'll let you know.
You all caught up.
Right. You ain't got to scroll past this.
I wonder how Facebook pick and choose which friend you're going to see. Because, like you said, it'll be months before I see it, or it'll be days.
I don't know. I think Facebook...
Go by who you got in your phone? I don't know,
because this is one friend I see on Facebook. I don't like anything she posts, but I always see her, Ashley Carter.
Hey, I don't like nothing. You just gonna call her name like that? You must be mad at her.
No, I'm not mad at her. She's sweet as pie.
Why you don't like nothing she posts?
And she's big as one, too.
But is she pregnant?
No, she's not pregnant. She's big as a pie. Anyway, I love Ashley to death.
I'm trying to process.
She's cute. I love her. I love her confidence. She's nice. But the stuff that I see her every two freaking posts, she's like an ad. I'm starting to think she's low-key one. I'm starting to think she's a robot.
What?
Because I see her every time. Every time she posts something, I see it, and it's like, I don't want to see her. I don't want to see other people.
I don't think it's her fault, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's Facebook's algorithm.
My thing is this. You called her a pot, I'm trying to figure out why you went off on her, because it ain't like she was like, just make sure y'all show Dre my stuff. It ain't like she did that.
I'm pretty sure it's not like that, but every time I see this, it's Facebook's fault, I'm annoyed with her. Because if I didn't see her so much, I did when I bought mine.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, if I didn't see her as much, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be as Noah. And then she's a Cancer.
What's wrong with cancers?
Everything is wrong with cancer.
I have two cancer kids. My best friend's a cancer. My other best friend was a cancer.
Remember the last cancer we dealt with?
Yeah, but that was a boy cancer.
I dealt with two cancers.
That
and
was a boy
just,
cancer, though.
But yeah, but every time she posts, I'm just like, oh my gosh, would you just shut up? But it has something to do with Facebook's algorithm, which I don't think Instagram has one. Maybe because we really don't follow that many people on Instagram.
Probably so.
I scroll through with our Pick a Struggle page.
Yeah.
With our Pick a Struggle 2020 at Instagram. I pretty much scroll with that, and we don't follow as many people. So, I don't know. It could be that.
Well, I don't know, because on Instagram, I see the same people every time I look on Instagram. Every time I see this one dude as a rapper, I see this one girl who posts the same fucking picture. Excuse me, y'all. The same, you know how people take selfies?
You can cuss on here.
Right.
She's bold and let us cuss.
But you know how people take a picture and it'd be the same style of picture? Mm-hmm. And it's like, why you keep posting? We seen this last week.
Like
this. Yeah. Or they, the one they, or something. It's like, oh, they look in the filters. Like, come on now, y'all. We seen you. You all right. You all right. But anywho, right. What else been going on? What they got to look forward to from us?
This was just like a, let's catch up. Let's see what we've been doing and how y'all been doing. But, and after that, we're going to get into our regular programming. Well, I say regular, which I don't mean that. I'm sorry, the last bite I had was kind of spicy. I'm trying to.
Drink something.
Girl, all I have is gin in here.
Go get you some water.
I will too. But, but yeah, after this, oh, that made it worse.
Go get something to drink, please. You want to sit up here and suffer.
Because the show must go on. But after this, we're going to get into more Pick a Struggle letters.
Yes. How you struggling? So y'all start sending those in again. Because we got some that was sent in while we were on our hiatus. So we got hiatus.
Yeah.
And they good. They juicy. So we're going to get into that.
Wait.
Y'all make sure y'all send y'all struggles in. Because I know y'all been struggling just like the rest of us. Everybody got something. It don't matter how small it is or how big it is. Send it to us because we give our great, great advice. We're going to talk about you, though. Mm-hmm. If you're sending something done, we're going to talk about you. Not done, but something crazy. So, yeah, we're going to be looking forward to that. Jay's birthday. When your birthday thing?
Girl, October.
Your birthday thing. Y'all missed my birthday, so I need y'all my birthday wishes right now.
Right.
March the 18th. Nobody said nothing to me. I need them right now. Send me a happy birthday in the comments or something, y'all.
Right.
That's fine.
And then, I guess we'll do, you know, some more celebrity gossip, and then we'll do some mukbangs.
Yeah.
And,
We're not gonna just do. I'm sorry, I'm gonna keep cutting you off. We're not gonna just do mukbangs with food. We're gonna do mukbangs with alcohol, and then we're gonna do some after dark stuff. So,
what are we doing on the after dark though? Because I ain't hear nothing about that.
What we
gonna
do? We talked about that.
I'm sorry. That was good. That was perfect.
Why you just make that noise?
So good. Lord, say happy birthday.
Thank you, Lloyd. Thank you so much. I knew somebody cared.
Yeah, on the After Dark, we're going to do, I guess, what, sex stories?
You know what? Okay, so this is the thing. Some of the struggle letters that were sent in will have a sexual
connotation.
Yeah, so that can be on some of the After Dark. We can read the letters and, you know, and say what we're going to say. Just right. If you get offended real easy, If you get embarrassed real easy, just make sure you might not want to tune into those, because we ain't going to hold it back.
And then, once we get our setup good, we're going to do interviews.
Why would we take that bite right in the middle
of... I'm sorry. Lloyd said sex stories... Drunken adventure stories. And I got a lot of them.
You probably got 20 some.
No, I know I got it. I love count after 40.
Oh my goodness. But I've been playing it safe.
Me neither. I haven't. Yeah, that's what I'm doing on our after dark. Like our after shows or whatever. We're going to talk about some dark stuff. It probably won't be live on Facebook. Because I'm going to get y'all to our YouTube channel. So we'll do after, and it's free.
Yeah,
we're not gonna do no OnlyFans, no. What's another one I can think of? There's fans only, OnlyFans.
Pornhub.
No. Some of you have to pay to watch. Yeah, Pornhub. They do that too.
Yeah, that's
you have to pay. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Surprise, you know.
Why and, would I not?
Oh, and Discord. I think Discord you have to pay to get on too.
I don't know about Discord.
But we ain't gonna try to do that.
Have
I been on OnlyFans?
Yeah,
just to see who's on there, but I've never watched any videos.
You ain't paid for my video?
No, because people will screenshot them and then, you know, put them on Twitter for free. So
oh, no.
Unless I got to see Titus on the fans.
You know what? I kind of want to see it.
Cause you ain't missing nothing.
I heard Megan talking about it.
You ain't missing nothing.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, never mind.
It's like a little bit above average. It's not, you know, it's not something to write home about. It's not something to write home about.
You're like, huh.
Yeah.
So how do they charge? Do they charge by the video or they charge by the subscription?
Both. You can either buy per video or you can do it like a subscription like per month.
And you can see everything.
Everything. Hmm. But Tigers is not one to, no.
I ain't never looked at him and was like, ooh, I want to do it. No, never.
It's so funny because you would think, you know, skinny dudes, you know, be having the most to show.
Right.
Not Tiger. Like he got something.
Yeah.
But it ain't a lot. He got something, but it ain't a lot.
It's a little bit above
average. Yeah, a little bit above average, like I said. Yeah. Cause you know, average is about, you know, like 6 or 7 or 8. That's about average.
You know, I've never
he has about 8 or 9.
Oh.
Mm.
Like you said,
yeah, nothing to write home about.
I think for me, I've never thought that about skinny guys. I don't know. I guess.
Oh, no, maybe because most of the guys I had dealt with, they were skinny. And it was just a lot. It's like, where's all their weight going? And that's where
it went. Okay, I got you. For me, I've never been with like a skinny guy. It's always, they've always been like an average size build or whatever. I've never had no skinny, tall, lanky, never.
I have.
They remind me of my brothers, because that's how my brothers are built. Like, both of my brothers that I grew up with are built like that. So, when I see skinny guys, I'm like, ugh. Probably smell like pee. Anyway. But, yeah. So, y'all make sure y'all be tuning in.
Right.
And looking for that.
I will tell you a time, but knowing the pre.
Tell them what time to put the ish on the end of it. And just
well, I said 5 p.m. ish. You showed up at 5:30, child. Like,
the ish. The 30 is in the ish.
I know, but it was a little bit too late for my taste. I'm like 5:05, even 5:30.
You should have never said
but
that.
You pulled up in the parking lot at 5:00.
Because when you say stuff like that, it gets stuck in my head. And that's why I was like, you said 4. I don't even remember you telling me 4.
That ain't my fault. She said, I'll be here 4:30. And that was like around 2 something.
That wasn't my fault.
And then, who?
It wasn't mine.
Whose fault was it then?
That wasn't my fault.
Oh, yeah, she got a new boyfriend. It's probably his fault. His name is Shamal.
Stop! I can't tell him nothing. Oh, my goodness. That is, y'all. Stop. Jerry, don't do that.
What's he like?
I'm not talking about none of that.
Why not? I ain't got no man, so you have to tell about yours.
No, I'm not talking. I'm private.
You's a lie.
I'm a private person. I am private.
Girl.
You know I am.
Girl, you a private dancer.
You know I'm private. You know I'm telling nobody my business. You know the only reason you know my business is because you my co-host, and we kind of friends sometimes whenever you get when you acting right. When you acting right, we friends.
Look who's talking. The one who ignore all my calls, text messages, emails, bank signals, message in the bottles. She'll ignore all of that because she got a little booth at it.
That's not why I don't be able to pick up. It's really my kids. Everybody else.
Every time I be like, girl, you coming over? You know, I gotta cook. You coming over? Nah, I plan on going over somebody's house today.
Okay, so y'all know how it is when you meet somebody new.
Right, which is why I'm not mad at her. Because they knew.
You know, you want to be around them a lot.
I want to see what he look like, though. She ain't sent me nobody's picture.
I did. I showed you.
I don't remember that.
You said something about the way he looks. And that's another thing, because Dre is, okay, if y'all don't know Dre personally, let me let y'all know something. He is very vocal about what he thinks about certain situations. So,
Hey, Kayla.
Hey, Kayla. When I told him about certain things, you know, about the guy, he always gonna say something back. It make you be like, you know what? I'm not gonna even tell him because I know he gonna say something back. So I was a little apprehensive to tell him that I had started talking to somebody because I knew he was gonna start talking shit. I knew it. I was like, he gonna start talking shit. What he look like? Is he a drug dealer? Like, he just be saying stuff like that. And he'd be like, no, Dre, he's not. He's actually this person. Oh, he's, oh yes, he does. He actually does sell drugs. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? He gonna say something. So I try to wait until I know for sure. And that's another thing. When you first start dating
somebody, and I don't mind that.
When you start dating somebody, you're not supposed to say nothing right away.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Right.
Because if you date a lady, like if you're dating and then you tell your friends about everybody you date, they're gonna be like, damn, you a hoe. Then what you just date such and such? It's like, yeah,
I would never think that.
It didn't work out.
But I would tell them, because I told one friend, she had like 4 or 5, and I was like, okay, you know, you're doing a little bit too much for me. Because I can't keep up, because you jumping. Because these are like dudes throughout the day. This is not like dudes throughout the year. These are dudes throughout the day, and I can't keep up. So, no, don't tell me their name. Like, I really just, I'd rather not hear about it. But this one right here, she don't fool around as much. So when she do tell me, I'm like, But I won't meet him. I would not meet him. I do not like meeting.
Yeah, that's true. I'm gonna say yeah. He didn't want
to. I don't want to meet him. You tell me about it. Then you send me a picture, and then let's leave it like that. And then I guess if y'all get married, I guess I meet him then.
Yeah, because the last guy that you didn't want to meet him, and I'm glad you didn't, because you probably would have, you know, told me then. I wouldn't have been able to go through it the way I went through it, because you probably would have been like, he's not around. You know. Anyway, I'm glad you didn't meet him. He wasn't worth meeting. But anyway.
No. None of the dudes, my girlfriends, none of them are worth meeting. And it ain't got nothing to do with, I don't know.
It's not the guy, it's what?
It's me. Mm-hmm. It's not them, it's me. And then, but I remember the first time I remember meeting those Southwestern egg rolls.
Yeah.
Food,
right?
I have a salsa, but I just didn't want to put it out. You want it? You want some? Well, too late now. But no, the first time I was like a teenager, and I went to my sister's friend's house,
mm-hmm.
and my sister's friend had a boyfriend there.
My sister's friend's boyfriend
was mm-hmm. there. And then I met him. I'm like a teenager, maybe like 13, 14 years old,
mm-hmm.
maybe 12.
Mm-hmm.
And I end up meeting him. And then days later, my sister, who's like 9 years older than me,
mm-hmm.
so her friend was around the same age. So the boyfriend was around the same age.
Okay.
And he said, "How's your little brother doing? What, you know, what is he up to? What is he doing?" My sister was like, "Why is he asking about you?" And that was when I knew, it was like, I do not want to meet girls' boyfriends.
I think it's a good
thing. Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want that kind of energy around me.
I think it's a good thing because, well, I hate to say it, people be undercover.
Yeah.
And if you got a gay friend, whether they male or female, and your boyfriend or your girlfriend meets them, and something like that happens, that's a good thing. Because now you know, because you're not going to sit up there and be... That's just like if a man is straight, more than likely he's not going to be asking about your gay friend.
Yeah.
If he's completely straight. Now, the word completely straight, in my opinion, that's my opinion, y'all. It's my opinion. I don't feel, okay, anyway.
Right.
We'll wait on that. But that's a good way to know if your man might be on some.
Yeah. But I don't want to have that confusion where it's like, oh, you trying to steal my man, or...
But it ain't on you, though.
I know, but some girls will try to put it on you.
Mm.
Like, you ever seen it when, like, let's take the gay thing out of it.
Okay.
You remember when, like, your girlfriend would be at the club and be like, yeah, girl, I saw your man at the club with this other hoe. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, what was you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, or mm-hmm. you would tell your girlfriend your boyfriend was hitting on me. And she'll get mad at you and not at the boyfriend. So
that's
it's like,
true.
I don't even want that type of energy around me, so I don't want to meet your boyfriend.
That's true.
Nope, I'm good. And then I didn't have friends that'll FaceTime me. It was like, hey, you know, here's my boyfriend. I hang up the phone.
Yeah.
I don't want to meet him. I really don't care. Because I'm not going to put myself in that situation where it's like, oh, you trying to steal my man.
Yeah, yeah.
You trying to turn him out.
You can't turn nobody out. You can't. Right. Listen, you can't turn nobody out. If somebody open to that, they've been open to that. It don't have anything to do with the person.
And they already think like queer people are they're not loyal. They're not. They're untrustworthy. Like you, like when it was like with the trannies, they're like, oh, I was tricked. Men be like, oh, I was tricked.
Yeah.
I thought that was a woman, but come to find out it's a man. Yeah. Like, you know, I ain't got time for that type of foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
So, nope, I don't want to meet your boyfriend. I don't want to meet your man. I for damn sure don't want to meet your husband because I'm not going to break up no home.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, no, just tell me about it. And then maybe months on down the line, then maybe.
Right.
If I know y'all got security in y'all relationship, then, yeah. Somebody new? No, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me his name, and maybe I slept with him.
Do you know a no? But for real though, I'm the kind of person that I want to know. But you know, I think you always know. Mm-hmm. Like if you dating somebody and you getting a vibe from them that they
somebody
probably,
right?
Yeah, it's probably dirty it's probably you got yes. If they drive dirty in the front and the back. It's like you get it, you know for sure. You know that, I mean, you know your intuition gonna tell you about that person.
Right. Lloyd said, amen to that. I've been in that situation, except he was messing with me first before he got with her. Messy boots. Messy boots. Now, that's what I'm blaming you, Lloyd, because you just wrong for that.
So, Lloyd, you
know
what
I'm saying?
Okay, he was messing with you.
You knew and didn't tell the girl.
He was messing with you, and then he started talking to one of your homegirls.
Yeah, and he didn't say nothing.
Lord, what did you tell her?
Lord, I didn't know Lord was this mess.
Lord, you should have said something.
Lord is messy.
See, I'll say something like, okay, let's say I'm hanging out with one of my friend girls, or even my guy friends, and they be like, girl, this dude right here, I'm talking to this dude. If I mess with him, I'm going to tell him or her right away. Like, girl, I need to talk to him, or we messed around two or three times, or whatever. Just because I don't want it to be no bullshit.
Yeah, and I told girls, like, even if I didn't know their boyfriends, I'm like, girl, be careful if he wants to do anal.
And that's another
girl,
thing.
Girl, be careful.
That is another thing. Because
you just never know.
That is another thing. Mm-hmm.
So the man be trying to live vicariously through you, and then lo and behold, they over here, you know, screwing Paul over there around the corner. Or the weed man. You know, the weed man is definitely.
You know, a messy bitch. Why you gonna say
Paul? Oh, I forgot to go. Hey, Paul! I didn't mean to use your name like that, but hey, Paul, how you doing? Check out, what's it called? The Extra Point.
The Extra Point on Fridays.
I think, yeah, it's on Fridays at some time. He left Fishbowl, too. I wonder why. But, Oh, Lloyd said she wouldn't believe it until years later. Oh, then yeah, you did your due diligence.
Well, if you told her and you know that you did right by her, then that's fine. It's the people who be trying to keep stuff a secret or hidden or whatever.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna tell you if I did something to that man or that woman, you're gonna tell you.
That's what I told my
friend. I'm gonna tell you.
Okay. Cause I did catch that at the end. But anyway, I would tell my. That's what, like I told her. I want to see a picture of him. Because if I see them on Grindr or something, yeah, I can tell you.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I see where you're going with that. Okay, you're going to see the picture here in a minute.
If I see them on Grindr, Scruff, Periscope,
so Grindr is strictly a
Christian Mingle.
So Grindr is strictly a gay.
Grindr is strictly gay.
Okay. Okay.
Strictly gay.
Plenty of Fish and Christian Mingle and all those.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Grindr is strictly for men.
Okay.
Which is so funny because I, I'm telling. Because I did have a friend who was a girl, and I knew her boyfriend. And her boyfriend was on Grindr, and we was all in the three. I'm just like, what are you doing? And then come to find out, he's bisexual.
I feel like you always know.
Well, he's kind of like flat out gay. Because he told me he sucked a dick before, but I was just like, Yeah, you kind of, you
well,
know.
Well, bisexual people do that too.
I know, but I feel like he's.
He just don't want to say. Yeah. He don't want to put that title.
He don't even want to say bisexual, so I feel like there's more to the story.
So what else?
He's like full blown gay and just use women as his beard because he's so abusive to women also.
That's a red flag too. And you know what? This is all after the. This could be an after the dark conversation.
Yeah, See, that's what you would get on the after dark. Let's go ahead and just cut that.
We're gonna leave it alone.
Right, leave that one alone.
We're gonna set that down.
Right.
We'll pick it back up on the after dark. But anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. If y'all have any questions, comments, concerns, or whatever, please share the show. Please,
right. If you got any concerns, just share it and don't tell us what your concern is. Just
I had some wrong.
But make sure you email us at picklesstruggle@yahoo.com. I want to say that's our email address. Or, you know, write in the comment section or messages on Facebook. Make sure. It was something else I was about to say. If you have any pickle struggle, if you have any struggles, tell us how you're struggling by either messaging us or writing us in the email. And you can do it anonymously. If you don't want us to know who you are, or you don't want us to tell who you are, we ain't gonna tell it. Mm-hmm. Unlike Lord, who just told all his business in the comment section.
Listen.
He spilled all the tea in the comment section.
Thank you, too. Right. He said, thank you for entertaining me on my Sunday. It was fun. Thank you for interacting with us.
Thank you.
Yes.
And Lord is so nice. He's so cute.
Aww.
I hate he lives in California, though, because if he lived here, we would have been best buddies.
Oh, I wish I could meet him.
Right. I think Lord is, like, the only Californian. I'm just like, yeah, you can move to Texas. Right. Everybody else, stay your ass in California.
Stay over there.
Just because you don't want to pay a state tax.
And that's why I have met so many people who are not from Texas, and they be like, yeah, I moved there because ain't no state tax.
Right.
Okay. Come by our house. I bet they're going to catch your ass when you bought that house.
Right. What you going to pay in state tax, you'll pay it in rent.
Yes. food. Right. With holes.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, they're going to get you.
Yeah, LaShante. LaShante Craddock. You know him?
Oh, yeah. LaShante Craddock. She said, miss you. I miss you too, LaShante. I hope you're doing good with them babies. I hope them babies doing good.
And thank you for watching.
Everybody who tuned in, thank y'all. We really appreciate y'all supporting us and tuning in and you know, just making sure, having our backs this whole year.
Yes.
This whole year.
Thank y'all for coming back because, you know, when it comes to, because we're really small. We really don't have that many people watching us. And so to have some people come back and be like, I can't wait to see y'all, or I'm glad I watched, you know, especially we took like almost 2 months off. We're happy. Mm-hmm. We're thankful for y'all. We're really appreciative.
Right. We really are.
Right.
Make sure y'all follow us on YouTube as well.
Yes.
We got a better depth over
there. Pick a Struggle Show. Mm-hmm. Just type that in. You'll get it.
Yeah.
You'll see.
Just hit the subscribe button. That's all you got
to
do.
Yes. You don't even have to hit the bell to get the notifications. Nobody cares about that.
No.
Because I took mine off on everybody's YouTube
channel. Me too, because I was tired of them sending me
notes. Yes!
I will watch Brown Sugar Baby when I get to it, okay? When I see it in my scrolling, I get to
it. Right. Because they have the option where it's like you can go to your subscriptions and see who all posted something.
Right.
So ain't no point of ringing that bell. Nobody give a damn. It's all right. You'll see us when you see us. Just be subscribed. That's all.
That's all
right.
You gotta do.
You ever seen, oh my gosh, it's like when, remember back in the day when you get the subscription of magazines?
Yeah, like Jet.
Yeah, we wouldn't get no notifications about when it was in the mail.
It was like a little mini surprise.
Yes!
You go to the mailbox, you'd be like, ooh, the new edition of Jet.
Right.
Double XL. Because
I used to get the wrestling one.
Okay. Oh, you remember, what is it?
And they would do
JJ 14 or? Ooh. It was like the teenager one. Did you ever get that one?
No.
Oh, okay. That's what
I got. I got the rest of the one that came with the poster in the middle of it, and I will undo the staple part very carefully.
That's
good. So that I wouldn't. No, it was wrestling. They had that too. So stop trying to be nasty. Stop trying to be nasty, because that's not what I was trying to be.
Why would you take the sample out the middle? Because you want the full body picture.
No, yeah, because they would do a full body on the wrestlers from like head to toe. And you want to be careful how you took the poster out so they won't rip. You know what?
You're being nasty.
No, I wasn't. I was not being nasty. Because I'm telling you something, that staple sometimes be on their knee, on their thigh. It was never where you would think it would be. Especially when you're dealing with Penthouse or Playboy.
Yeah, that's true. They would never. Nah.
Or Ebony, a jet, because they for damn sure would put that staple where it shouldn't have been.
Yeah, yeah. That's because they magazines was regular. They were regular magazines. They didn't have no poster.
Yeah. I miss the old days. But anyway, we're done. I don't even know how long we've been live.
We've been live for an hour and 30 minutes.
You want to go another 30 minutes? Is there anything else you wanted to do or add or say? Since this was late, we're kind of...
I made up for it.
You want to know how I made these?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, go ahead.
We can get into that for a little bit. Only because I want to take like advantage of not having to do an hour show.
Right. Because we
need. Well, not even an hour, a 45-minute show. Fishbowl will charge us for an hour and only do a 45-minute show.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it wouldn't even start at 5. I can't.
No.
It wasn't even my fault all the time.
Right. No, it won't even help because sometimes I would start without her. But with Fishbowl, they'll go through so many damn technical difficulties. It's like, we ready to start. Mm-hmm. And then even when we did start, they still didn't know what the hell they was doing.
But anyway.
But yeah, these are, okay. Right? These are buffalo sliders. I'm trying to.
So good, y'all.
And I made the buffalo sauce.
Ooh, and it's so good. Let me go on and eat another one while you. Since,
right. You know, so I had a whole chicken to get rid of. So that's how I made both of these dishes. Ooh. With a whole chicken. I took the breast and made the buffalo sliders. So I baked I had boiled the whole chicken with seasonings and an onion and stuff. And then I took the breast and shredded them. And the way you make buffalo sauce is with hot sauce and butter. That's how you make buffalo sauce.
You're telling them all the
huh?
You're telling them all your secrets.
Oh, we love you too, LaShante.
Love you.
And so, and then on top of the Hawaiian sweet roses, garlic, parsley, and butter, and just throw it in the oven, and that's it. And then these were a little bit more difficult. This has the stuffing inside of it is a mixture of the chicken, the whole chicken that I had made. The chicken that I had boiled, I had mixed it all together, like the legs, the thighs, a little bit of the breast, and the wing. Mm-hmm. Mixed it all together, and then throw it in with some bell peppers, red and green bell peppers, black beans, corn, salt, pepper, paprika, chili powder, cumin, basically that's it. And then just wrap them in some tortillas and bake them. And they are delicious. So I'm planning on getting my catering stuff together. This is some other stuff that I've been cooking. I do have a website that LaPree had just found out about today. And so I will be launching that one. I'm doing like a soft rollout of it. And then, that's another thing that I've been doing. I totally forgot to say. I've been having dinner parties like it ain't nothing.
I didn't know about those.
Been having dinner parties. I will cook food and then just have some friends over and just be like, hey, you know, I cook, y'all come over. And I had done a lot of stuff. I've done sausage and pepper sandwiches and nachos, baked chicken, and just a whole bunch of stuff that I've been putting on my website for people to see, and then the friends that I invite over, they can eat. And then I'm just loving how she's doing this. If you're happy and you're eating it.
I'm just telling y'all right now, I don't dance when I eat a burger at McDonald's. So, I'm letting y'all know that if you eat some of his food, you're definitely going to do a happy dance. Whether you a happy dancer or not, you're going to do one.
And gain about 30 pounds.
And you know what?
I'm just playing. You really don't.
It's happy weight.
You really don't gain weight from eating at home.
That's true, because it's like it's not all that extra stuff that
you put in. Yeah, all those additives, those extra sugars, you know, all the extra yeast and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, you really don't get that from, you know, you really don't gain weight. Because when you watch with my 600-pound life, they always eating out. Mm-hmm. You rarely see them eat at home. It's like, no, mm-hmm. I want to go get some McDonald's, some mm-hmm. Denny's, which I just found out Denny's got good burgers. But
oh, yeah, they do. They do. Oh, Denny's got good burgers.
Oh, my God.
And you know what makes me mad about that show? And I know we about to get off of here. This food is delicious, by the way. But what makes me mad about that show is that they try to show the worst part. I mean, like, the very, like, they show this one lady cooking chicken in a fry daddy in her bed.
Is that the one you got?
What you mean?
Remember you was talking about you had found a recipe for frying chicken?
Yes. That was a good recipe. I ain't gonna lie. But she was in the bed, y'all. She could have hurt herself. She could have burned her leg. And then they showed another lady who was rolling up in her hover round to McDonald's. She complained about getting in the tub. Mm-hmm. She complained about getting out of the tub. She complained about putting on her clothes. And she got in her damn hover round and rolled her big 600-pound ass up to McDonald's drive-thru and ordered four meals and came home and ate all four of them and complained about how she met because she fat.
Man, that's just wrong.
And I was like, it wasn't no producer, it wasn't no director, it wasn't no soundboard guy. Nobody could tell her that was a bad idea. They all let her do it. And I just was like, you know what?
You know, that's funny because I remember watching, what was that show called? It wasn't Addiction. Rehab. Where they were doing the drug addicts. The camera would follow around the drug addicts and then do a rehabilitation on them. Do an intervention on them. That's what the show's about. Intervention.
Oh, yeah.
The cameraman be walking around and following people while they do drugs. Mm-hmm. Like, what?
Yeah. I couldn't do that because I feel like you're making money out. You're exploiting people.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
That's why I don't see why black people watch Maury and Jerry Springer.
Because it's funny.
That show has never been funny to me.
It's entertaining. Maury is not funny. No. Now, Jerry Springer not, but.
No. Like, people's reactions, but then it's like, okay, you're a paid actor. Like, this ain't real.
Yeah, they get paid to go to those shows. I know that for sure. I was dating somebody who told me they got paid to go to those shows.
Lord says shows like that exploit people like that. Food addiction is real. They don't care. They just want footage for TV.
And that's sad. True.
Yeah.
It's super sad, especially when it's preventable. It's different when somebody has something that's going on with them that they can't do anything about. But food, like, the worst addiction to have is a food addiction because we have to eat.
They said sugar is worse than cocaine.
Yes. And sugar is in everything. I was looking at a video.
Coming from personal experience, trust me.
I didn't get this physique by eating vegetables and fruit. You heard me, some sugar was in the mix. But I was watching Dr. Sabi, one of his YouTube videos.
Before they murdered him.
Before they took his life. He was saying that you give sugar to people that you hate. That's how bad sugar is for you.
I'm glad I didn't give you any Kool-Aid.
Now I'm just saying, though, he was just making an example about how sugar is that bad for you. Like, it's the cause of almost everything, every inflammation, mucus, all that kind of stuff.
Sugar and dairy.
Yes, it is. And people want to stop eating meat, but really meat, is really not harming you like the sugar and the dairy is.
Yeah, dairy is really bad.
If you can cut out sugar, you're more likely to be okay.
Yeah.
But that means you can't eat really
nothing. Which is why I stopped buying bread. I really stopped being, like, this, I only bought the rolls for this and the tortillas just for that.
Yeah.
And that was it. Like, I don't have any bread. Mm-hmm. I don't buy loaves of bread. Especially since C-19 and hurricanes and stuff, not the hurricanes, but the snowstorm. Mm-hmm. Food shortages are real.
Yes.
And if you don't know that, especially people who live in Texas, go to your grocery stores and realize how bread it went up. Bread used to be like $1 or 98 cents or something. It's $1.25 now.
65. I remember bread being 68 cents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bread is now $1.25. And so I'm just like, okay, well, then that's just a sign I'm just not buying bread anymore. Mm-hmm. Only buy bread is if I go to the bakery and it's like marked down. But it's like those specialty breads like sourdough and, you know, and all that.
Actually, honestly, all this food is one up. Everything that one up.
Yeah.
And it's all, I mean, if you follow that kind of stuff, you know that all this is genetically modified or whatever. But
like, luckily, this stuff cost me $30 to make.
And I would say that's a lot because it's like you're not making it for a family.
Meals, yeah.
Yeah, back in the day, $30. I remember when my first got with Sean and my ex-husband, and we got married, I would go to the store and spend $40, and that was enough food for us to have for at least a week and a half.
Yeah.
Now, $40,
maybe
half a day.
Maybe a couple of days, and that's if you know how to shop.
Right.
That's if you know how to shop. Because I go to Kroger's, and I will look up the coupons that they have. Mm-hmm. Like, they had half a gallon for 77 cents.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you talking about the digital
coupons? Digital coupons. Mm-hmm. Or I will go buy markdowns and put them in my freezer, because it'll, you know, it'll last a while. Mm-hmm. Or I will go to Aldi's and buy markdown stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to know how to shop to make $40 last you now.
Yeah. And that's being a single person with no small children.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? $40 will last you how long?
It'll last me about a week.
See?
And that's because I feed, because I don't buy Jazz dog food anymore. I actually cook her food now.
That's good. I was going to have said it before.
Yeah, like I will, because I will buy like markdown chickens and stuff, and I feed her like rice and tuna eggs, which is a good balanced meal. Mm-hmm. And I'll feed her that every day because it's so cheap. Mm-hmm. Cans of tuna is like 60 cents a can. Mm-hmm. And I will buy like a big bag of rice, a whole bunch of cans of tuna, or like a bag of potatoes, and feed her that, and she's content with that. Mm-hmm. And if I feed something, like how I told you I had a whole chicken, mm-hmm. I was feeding her scraps of the whole chicken, and it's like, she's happy with that. I don't buy her dog food anymore.
Yeah. That's how I started feeding Seven when we first got him, and then I just went on and got the dog food, because it started to become a chore
to actually cook food.
Yeah. Especially when I want to cook for my own kids and shit.
And see, and that was me. I would cook me something to eat, and it's like, okay, Jazz, I'll make you something too.
Yeah. But I do want to get back, now that we're back into our place, I do want to get back into cooking more. And I've cooked a few meals now that we're back home. So.
Okay, we're done, because my ass is starting to hurt in this chair. So, thank y'all for watching.
It's a stopping point.
Yes! Because I'm so scared of my ass going flat. That's one of my biggest fears.
Me too.
Other than dying and dying alone, like not having a life, my ass going flat from sitting down too long. That's why I never wanted to be a bus driver. Because I'm so scared my ass will be like one of those bus drivers that's like, you'll be flat and then they'll like have a lump. Like, I'm scared of having one of those asses. Because sit down all day.
So that means that you feel bad when you see somebody with a flat ass. You be like,
Pole ass.
You know what? On that note, thank y'all for tuning in.
Right. Thank y'all. We'll see y'all later.
Bye-bye.
Right. You see how I got like the lump like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Like, I'm scared for it to be like flat and then just one big pump right
there. I ain't gonna lie.